Segundo documento. Lo escuchará dos veces. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer el cuestionario.
Now, you may be aware that the government has suggested we should all exercise for 30 minutes 5 times a week, and the expectation is that most of it will be achieved through sport, which seems to be fine if you're a man, but not if you're a woman. Only 3% of women take part in team games, although gym membership is pretty evenly split between the sexes. So why do women exercise when men play sport? Well, this Thursday there's to be a conference, Raising the Game, the Future for Women's Sport, where the Women's Sport and Fitness Foundation will be announcing the results of their research on the gender differences in attitudes. I was joined earlier by Joey Sutcliffe, who's Minister for Sport, and by Sue Tibbles, who's Chief Executive of the Foundation. What did women tell them about why they dislike sport?
I think school sport is a problem. We know that a quarter of all women say that school sport put them off exercise for life. And it starts very young. By age 7, 40% of girls are saying they're not sporty. So sport, amazingly, just remains an extremely male and masculine activity still to this day. But when you consider that only 5% of all sports media coverage features women, maybe it's not that surprising.
Joey, why have you determined that 3 out of 5 of those exercise periods that you're recommending per week should come from sport and not from exercise?
Well, it's to try and encourage and change the culture. I mean, I agree that part of the problem is people's bad experiences, but what we're hoping is that we can change that culture all the way through so that not only in school sport that people have a better experience, but trying to make sure that, you know, people feel better about themselves, and we think that sport can offer that. Now, I accept the split that's there, and I think it's trying to offer new sports so that women and girls do feel at ease, you know, with what's going on.
Sue, how would you define the difference between sport and exercise?
Well, it is a bit blurred, isn't it? But I think in the minds of most people, they tend to think of team sport and competitive sport, exercise, things that you do to keep fit. So there's a big difference there, because we know that 60-odd% of men enjoy the competitiveness of sport compared to only about a third of women. I mean, at the Women's Sport and Fitness Foundation, we're passionate about sport. So we're not saying that there's no possibility of encouraging more girls to play sport. In fact, on the contrary, girls' football is the fastest growing sport in the country. So we know there's huge potential, but the sports sector has got to work a lot harder to understand women's lives. I mean, a reality that all women will understand is that women are busy. There's lots of other things to do with their time. So we've got to find ways of making sport fit into to the time that they have available. And yet at the same time be realistic that sport is not going to achieve this on its own. Other government departments have got to get involved, particularly Department of Health. We also know that 60% of women think they are doing enough, so there seems to be quite a big perception gap.
Just before we go on to the question of where women find the time for all of this.
Dispone de un minuto para releer el cuestionario antes de volver a escuchar el documento.
Now, you may be aware that the government has suggested we should all exercise for half an hour 5 times a week, and the expectation is that most of it will be achieved through sport, which seems to be fine if you're a man, but not if you're a woman. Only 3% of women take part in team games, although gym membership is pretty evenly split between the sexes. So why do women exercise when men play sport? Well, this Thursday there's to be a conference, Raising the Game, the Future for Women's Sport, where the Women's Sport and Fitness Foundation will be announcing the results of their research on the gender differences in attitudes. I was joined earlier by Jerry Sutcliffe, who's Minister for Sport, and by Sue Tibbles, who's Chief Executive of the Foundation. What did women tell them about why they dislike sport?
I think school sport is a problem. We know that a quarter of all women say that school sport put them off exercise for life. And it starts very young. By age 7, 40% of girls are saying they're not sporty. So sport, amazingly, just remains an extremely male and masculine activity still to this day. But when you consider that only 5% of all sports media coverage features women, maybe it's not that surprising.
Jerry, why have you determined that 3 out of 5 of those exercise periods that you're recommending per week should come from sport and not from exercise?
Well, it's to try and encourage and change the culture. I mean, I agree that part of the problem is people's bad experiences, but what we're hoping is that we can change that culture all the way through so that not only in school sport that people have a better experience, but trying to make sure that, you know, people feel better about themselves, and we think that sport can offer that. Now, I accept the split that's there, and I think it's trying to offer new sports so that women and girls do feel at ease, you know, with what's going on.
Sue, how would you define the difference between sport and exercise?
Well, it is a bit blurred, isn't it? But I think in the minds of most people, they tend to think of team sport and competitive sport, exercise, things that you do to keep fit. So there's a big difference there, because we know that 60-odd% of men enjoy the competitiveness of sport compared to only about a third of women. I mean, at the Women's Sport and Fitness Foundation, we're passionate about sport. So we're not saying that there's no possibility of encouraging more girls to play sport. In fact, on the contrary, girls' football is the fastest growing sport in the country. So we know there's huge potential. But the sports sector has got to work a lot harder to understand women's lives. I mean, a reality that all women will understand is that women are busy. There's lots of other things to do with their time. So we've got to find ways of making sport fit into to the time that they have available. And yet, at the same time, be realistic that sport is not going to achieve this on its own. Other government departments have got to get involved, particularly Department of Health. We also know that 60% of women think they are doing enough. So there seems to be quite a big perception gap.
Jerry, just before we go on to the question of where women find the time for all of this.
Dispone de un minuto para leer el cuestionario.